Today is Friday, October 10th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Angel Food Cake Day. It's also National Walk to the Park Day, National Handbag Day, National Metric Day, and last but not least, it's National Cake Decorating Day. Y'all, I don't even know what to talk about. So much time has elapsed, and so many things have occurred. And I think I talked all about my sickness. You know, the cool thing about being sick, it's not cool at all, really. But if I was going to say the cool thing about being sick is I lost so much weight. And so now I can fit into clothes that I couldn't fit into before. But it was scary because I lost 17 pounds in 2 weeks. And there's a lot of stuff, you know, you guys are not my therapist, but there are things that go on in my brain. I'm kind of afraid of doctors. I'm afraid of getting bad diagnosis. I'm afraid that I'm going to go to the doctor and I'm going to say, hey, check me out. And they're going to go, oh, you have 4 months to live. And then what would I do? That's a really deep thing to just throw out there on this. But anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to clear out the queue of voicemails. And you guys are like, oh my God, Adam, when are you going to record? And because I didn't do 5 days this week. And I only did 1 day sometime way back in September. But it has just been a nightmare, a real nightmare. And work is so busy at the moment. And I got some negative feedback at work during my sickness. And it's just, I'm on anti-anxiety pills. It is so much. It is really so much. But I wanna be back for you guys. So I'm doing it. But the reason, as we know, my numbers have to line up. It's just like an OCD thing. My numbers have to line up. And so I wanted to only do 2 shows this week so that my numbers would get back into line. So now my numbers are in line. So hopefully next week I can go back to 5 days a week and you listen. But let's listen to some voicemails. And this is a really old one. This is from Tony and it's from September 2nd. So let's have a listen.
Hello, it's Tony. I just wanted to call and say I hope that you're feeling better. I know that you're down in the dumps. Mark is gone.
Oh.
But, well, you know, truthfully, I feel the same way. A couple days without my husband, I would be okay. But too much more than that, I would be a bit depressed, too.
Well, let me, you know, I was just going to clear out these voicemails, but let me say, I love Mark so much. And, you know, that's going to sound, we had a surprise birthday party for him where I didn't really do anything, but all of his Filipino friends. And it was so sweet because normally in the Filipino culture, when you have a birthday, you throw a party and you actually pay for it. So we've had a birthday party where we took all of the friends to this steakhouse. And we must have spent $2,000 or $3,000, but this is a thing that Filipinos do. They throw the party, they pay for the food, they pay for. So his friends said to me, because we were going to be in Switzerland on his birthday, they said, hey, the Friday after you guys get back, we want to have a dinner. They said, we'll plan it, you know, whatever. We didn't really discuss payment, but they said, we'll plan it, you know, no big deal. And so we get back And of course, there was all kinds of drama, which I'm going to talk about on the mix. I mean, I'll bring it up here, but I'm going to talk about it on the mix tomorrow night. But anyway, so we get back and I'm supposed to, first of all, get him to this party without him knowing. Well, I'm normally a good liar, but I've been just all kinds of physically sick, mentally sick, just whatever the case may be. And so we were in Switzerland. I go, oh, by the way, we have a dinner with my parents when we get back on Friday. And I didn't think about the fact that my mom was having knee surgery. And so Mark kind of knew. So anyway, I took him. So the bottom line is, when we get there, he wasn't really surprised, but he acted surprised because, you know, but I did the best that I could. We get there. Well, this is they took us all to Ruth's Chris, and it wasn't just me and Mark. It was probably 30 people. So I get there and they hadn't really mentioned paying. And I'm thinking, oh, well, normally in the Filipino culture, you know, they pay. So I'm probably going to have to whip out my wallet here. And so I asked, I said, hey, let me know how much I need to pay. Because I know normally in Filipino culture, you guys, when it's your birthday, you pay for it. And she says to me, oh, no, we've got it covered. Guys, Mark saw the bill. I think it was around $5,000. I felt, how sweet of them. I'm sure they all pitched in, but still, I mean, that's a lot of money. They must really have. Anyway, I gave this speech because they do these speeches for birthdays. And I wasn't even prepared, but I was like, you guys, you don't even know how much I love this guy that is standing next to me. He's my rock. It's going to make me cry just because all the things that I've been going through with work and with whatever else, it's really, and this is a bad reason to love someone, but I've just depended on him so much. And so to get back to what you're talking about, I thought, oh, this will be a good time apart because I need alone time. And I thought, oh, you know, this will be good for us to have some alone time. But I needed that shoulder to cry on or, you know, whatever the case may be. And then I got sick and my parents were gone and Mark was gone. And it was just me and Sydney here. And the things I had to do, it was just crazy. So anyway, I'm not going to get through all the voicemails, apparently. But let's keep going.
You're right. It throws off, you know, your daily routine. And yeah, it just sucks.
It sucks.
So I get it. But you'll be with friends in, what, a day now or so?
That didn't happen.
Well, that'll be fun. Lift your spirits back up. What else? So you asked about eating at the dinner table or something the other day. Sometimes we eat at the dinner table. Sometimes we eat in front of the TV. It really just depends, because my husband, Tom, he likes to put together jigsaw puzzles all of a sudden. So he's kind of on that kick now, and our dining room table is covered in a jigsaw puzzle. So we don't eat there when it's covered up.
But you don't hear of a lot of people doing jigsaw puzzles.
I would say right now it's mostly in front of the TV. But usually it's like half maybe. Or if we have friends over, of course, we eat around the TV or eat around the dining room table or outside on the patio, one of the two. But okay, that's all I got. Hope you have a fun vacation and down in Florida, South Carolina, or North Carolina, or wherever. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
You still have, like...
recording. Wait, yes, I was. Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, we're just gonna do Tony for today. That's all right, because, well, I mean, I have a month of stuff to catch you guys up with, but there's no way I'm gonna go back to like September 1st and bring you all the way up to October 9th. So, you know, we're probably gonna start with a clean slate, other than a few things I'll talk about Switzerland, etc. I'm not gonna completely leave you guys out in the, you know, out in the cold about Switzerland. But anyway, so this is our Friday show. This week has just been a lot of planning. A lot of changes are happening at work. And I've just really been doing that. It's been very busy. Last week was also very busy because of things. But just trying to get back into the swing of things, because September was just a blur. But Switzerland was a lot of fun. I saw some bears, not gay bears, like animal bears. It was a lot of fun. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.